The presidents of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia are pleading with the international community for help in battling the Ebola epidemic. The leaders made their appeal during the annual World Bank IMF meeting in Washington. Ebola has had a devastating effect on the three countries, killing nearly 4,000 people. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the West African presidents say they need more help from the international community, and they need it now.
Sierra Leone's president, Ernest Bai Koroma, speaking via video conference, said the Ebola outbreak is a tragedy not seen in modern times.
Our people are dying. Children are being orphaned. Most of the dead are women.
Koroma said the need for resources and support is critical to help care for the increasing number of Ebola victims, pay health care workers, kickstart their collapsed economies, and rebuild shattered communities once the crisis is over. He said the spread of the disease is far outpacing the international response.
The general international response has up to this moment been slower than the rate of transmission of the disease. This slower than the virus response needs to change.
Each of the West African presidents presented a checklist of their country's needs. Guinea's president, Alpha Conde, made a plea for medicine and money for food and other supplies. He said the three countries were in a fragile situation. Conde's appeal came as Doctors Without Borders reported a massive spike in new Ebola cases in Guinea. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, also speaking by video conference, said quickly identifying and isolating new cases was paramount to curbing the virus. But she said that would require a swift and coordinated international effort.
This means the construction of treatment and testing and burying centers within a time frame of 1 month. By mid-November, all such facilities functioning with staff health workers, both local and expatriate.
The major aid groups have had at least some presence in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia for months, but they say they've been stretched to the limit. Now the UK and the US are deploying military personnel to help build testing facilities and treatment units. The U.S. won't send doctors to run those units, but they will be training many of the healthcare workers slated to staff the facilities. President Koroma predicts Sierra Leone will need more than 5,000 such workers, including 750 doctors and 3,000 nurses, and money to pay for the local staff.
Millions of dollars are required to pay the thousands of health workers that will be deployed. Millions of dollars are needed to shore up drugs, food, and other basic supplies and logistics.
Christine Lagarde, the head of the International Monetary Fund, said this is clearly an instance when donors must rally around. The UN estimates it will cost nearly $1 billion to stop the outbreak. And while there was a positive response from those attending the World Bank meeting, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said international aid needed to increase 20-fold. And David Nabarro, the UN Special Envoy on Ebola, said there should be absolutely no holding back on resources.
Every dollar spent now may well be worth more than $20 or $30 spent in 2 months' time. This is in a moment when there must be no postponement of financing decisions and no postponement of action because we haven't agreed on things.
President Koroma said pledges of help are good, but they must be followed up with action. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.